Trouble seems to be brewing at Starbucks as the company faces backlash from customers and boycott calls. The recent price increase has led to a decline in sales, with some loyal customers like Andrew Buckley deciding to quit the firm. The company's sales have dropped globally, particularly in the US, where sales at stores open for at least a year have fallen by 3%. The decision to raise prices and the crackdown on workers seeking to unionize have contributed to the dissatisfaction among customers. The company's involvement in political issues has also left a bad taste in some customers' mouths. During a conference call discussing the company's results, Starbucks CEO Laxman Narasimhan acknowledged that sales had been disappointing and attributed it to cautious customers and misinformation. The company plans to bring back business through new menu items, faster service, and promotions. While the company has seen some growth in active rewards members, it acknowledges that the challenges it faces will take time to overcome. The struggles faced by Starbucks have raised concerns about the state of consumer spending in the economy. Other fast food brands like McDonald's and Burger King have also reported softening sales. However, analysts believe that Starbucks' sales drop reflects more about the company itself rather than the wider economy. The company has been under pressure from union activists and has faced backlash over its stance on the Israel-Gaza conflict. Starbucks has blamed misinformation for the boycott calls and has taken steps to address the union dispute. However, the impact of the boycott on sales cannot be ignored. Analysts suggest that a quick turnaround may be difficult, comparing it to the brand crisis faced by Chipotle after E. coli outbreaks. Starbucks needs to dampen the negative perception with other initiatives and improvements. In New York, where Starbucks cafes are abundant, the state of the business is mixed. Some shops appear empty, while others have customers coming in for mobile orders. Customers have expressed their dissatisfaction with recent price hikes and have suggested improvements in the food offerings. The perception of the company has also changed for some, with customers feeling that it has become more like a chain rather than a unique coffee shop. Overall, Starbucks is facing challenges from dissatisfied customers, boycott calls, and declining sales. The company needs to address these issues and make improvements to regain the trust and loyalty of its customers.